She helped us put our policies together, to put our professionalism together, to identify what did and didn't work for our various funding sources. Sometimes there's, you know, requirements for the money you have, and the things we may have set out to want to do to begin with weren't really realistic once we had some more information and we had someone who could really take us, a volunteer board, through the process. You know, I don't think for a second that if we did not have Susan, that if we hadn't had Susan, that we would be here. I think that the organization probably would have dissolved, sent its money to SOS and other charities, and, you know, that piece of Carrie Plum's legacy would have ended.